Marin County is a natural playground. Framed by the Pacific Ocean, the Golden Gate, and San Francisco Bay, it includes the rolling hills of the Marin Headlands, the lush Muir Woods, the Point Reyes Peninsula, and above it all, Mount Tamalpais. This is artist Tom Killian's home. He's a woodcut printmaker who's dedicated nearly four decades to recording the beauty of these natural places. His medium is a rare combination of skill, patience, craft, mechanics, and artistry. A rare combination, like the landscapes that are both his subject and his inspiration. KALW's Ben Trefney tells this story about the poetry of Marin County through verse, music, and the imagery of Tom Killian.
There are a few spirits in this part of the world, not wholly divorced from nature, with something of the poetry of the savage left. They have made a gallant fight to keep the mountain undefiled and to rouse all the people to an appreciation of its wonders. They are inspirers of the project that asked the world to see an ancient miracle play on one of the most picturesque spots in the world. John Barry.
Tom Killian is working in his studio on a forested ridge up the Point Reyes Peninsula. He looks at spectacular vistas of waterways, of trees, of hills and high peaks. They're all in the wood he's carving.
It's really good to have broken lines and twisting things and sort of more organic forms in the markings. And I'm kind of conscious of that as I do things. I make sure nothing is ever too straight or too even, and that there's always a little bit of randomness in any patterning I do. And that gives the overall effect one that feels more like the natural world.
Killian is nearly 60 years old, but looks much younger than that. He's lean, regularly hikes, bikes, and swims around Tamales Bay. His experiences feed the work he does here, in this sun-filled space. As a Swainson's thrush sings outside, Killian carves the outline of a hillside in a block of Japanese linden wood.
This is how it goes through it. So I spent a lot of time carving the plywood blocks. That's probably the biggest amount of time that I spend on these prints is the carving. You know, it can take days to carve. It can take a week or two even.
Caminante, no hay camino. Se hace camino al andar. Walker, there is no path. You make the path as you walk. Antonio Machado.
Killian was a child when he found his inspiration, the work of 19th century popular Japanese artist Hokusai. Hokusai made clean-lined images of nature, reproduced on paper through woodcut prints. He had a beautiful line, Killian says, one of the most beautiful lines of any artist in history.
Probably when I was 12 or 11, my mother found some little book of Hokusai's 36 Views of Mount Fuji and gave it to me just because she knew I liked Asian art. And kids are intrigued by things like that, but I was really taken by the way the trees look, the twisted pines and the cliffs and the mist and the rivers and the little foot trails. And I loved that world. And I also, at the same time, was starting being taken on little hikes in Mount Tam and the Sierras and seeing things that looked like that, particularly Mount Tamalpais, because I grew up right under Mount Tam in Mill Valley. And I thought, you know, I live in a world like that. I like this world. I want to draw pictures of this world.
Those picnics covered with sand, no money made them more gay. We crossed over hills in the night and walked along beaches by day. Sage in the rain or the sand, spattered by new falling rain. That ocean was too cold to swim, but we did it again and again. Gary Snyder.
I tried drawing pen and ink drawings of, you know, things I liked around where I grew up in Mill Valley, like Mount Tamalpais and the coast over by Stinson Beach and San Francisco skyline and Golden Gate Bridge. But I really preferred the idea of doing it like the the Japanese who I looked up to so much did.
In college, Killian continued to hone his craft, producing a book called 28 Views of Tamalpais, dark blue images printed from carved linoleum blocks. He learned how to reproduce the art using a letterpress.
Because you got to remember, people have been doing this since the 1500s, you know, and putting illustrations together with type. It was the original multimedia, you know, where you could get thoughts and ideas mixed in with visuals. That's how I learned how to use this machine, and it became my tool for something totally different, making these multicolor Japanese-inspired woodcut prints.
In the 1800s, Hokusai and other Japanese artists would paint pictures, then supervise teams of people who would reproduce the work by hand. Some specialized in woodcutting, others printing the reliefs on paper. Killian, by contrast, does it all himself.
And I have to keep playing with the inking constantly. So everyone ends up being just slightly different, too. And that adds to the charm of the whole thing because, you know, every print in the end turns out a little bit differently.
He leads me to a large table near the back of his studio. He pulls out a book of progressive proofs, a collection of papers that show his steps from a conceptual sketch to a carved key block to the final woodcut print.
And so this Bolinas Ridge, it's from high up on a mountainside over kind of a grassy meadow with orange California poppies in the foreground. And then it's looking out over sort of a watershed that's going out over the ocean.
Yeah,
the ocean.
Bolinas Lagoon down there in the, that's Bolinas, that dark Duxbury Point.
In the top right.
And then the ocean with the sunset kind of golden on it.
Uh-huh. So this is a sunset picture.
So that's how it started as this sketch. Mm-hmm. And you can see that it's pretty sketchy. Mm-hmm. And the sketch probably took an hour to do. Sitting up there in February, my hands were freezing. And it was just a perfect sunset. So,
how far is that from right here, where we're in your studio?
Oh, 10 miles or 15 miles. It's down the Alima Valley and up on the ridge above Bolinas, on the side of Mount Tamalpais. And then here's the tracing paper that I put over it for the transfer to the key block. And then here is...
So the tracing paper is much, what you traced there is much more spare than your original sketch as far as the...
Yeah, it's got the lines that I'm going to need to make the print. And then I added in the poppies, you see. They weren't in that sketch because they don't come out until March.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to have poppies. So.
Oh, you have license to be there.
Well, that's what I do, yeah. So this is the key block in its informational stage. You see there's lines here that show where the sunset is going to be more golden on the sea and the swell lines. Mm-hmm. And then in the meantime, I've drawn some ideas about how many blocks I'm going to need. So I've got a land tint block, the sea gold and poppies block, green grass block, a shadow block, and then the sea tint block.
So when you then decide upon that color scheme, do you carve those blocks for just those parts that are going to take those colors?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
those are blocks that are partial pictures.
Yeah, yeah. They're just, each block of the color blocks is just for one layer of color.
Lo, I looked and saw the silvery ripples of the brook, the fruit upon the hills, the waving trees, and mellow fields of harvest. Saw the gate burn in the sunset. The thin thread of mist creep white across the Sausalito hills, till the day darkened down the ocean rim. The sunset purple slipped from Tamalpais, and bay and sky were bright with sudden stars. Ina Coolbrith.
Killian moves across the studio to his printing press, a 1,500-pound Asburn proof press. He bought it in San Francisco for about $350, back when computers ushered out the age of typesetting.
So right now I'm locking this block into the bed of the press, and I'm putting in the furniture. There's metal furniture, and wooden furniture, and they're like these little blocks that that hold the block that I'm going to print from right in place.
And then he prints one block, one color at a time. Every block must be set precisely so the colors meet the lines.
If there isn't some little flaws in it, it wouldn't really be right anyway. And you know, the Japanese, they would intentionally put them in.
Well, if they get too good.
Yeah, yeah. That everything should have some flaw in it. Nothing can be perfect, you know. So why not just put it in there? Then you're done with that. You're already through it.
Are you that good yet?
No. I don't have to intentionally put in flaws. There's plenty of them unintentionally.
Old Tamil Pious, he looks so grave, with his brow in the cloud and his chin in the wave. Charles Warren Stoddard.
Tom Killian has a degree from UC Santa Cruz and a PhD from Stanford in African history. He's traveled the world, producing art wherever he's gone, but he's always come home.
I've decided to kind of concentrate on California. There's lots of beautiful places in the world, but I really know it well in the Sierras and along the coast, and that's what I like. My favorite areas are anywhere around here.
Tom Killian's works are rich, but their names are simple, poetic. Garden of Allah, Mountain Theater, Divide Meadow, Shell Beach, Bolinas Ridge to Point Montara.
I love the natural world and its incredible infinite complexity. You know, it's so much more beautiful and complex than anything people make, you know. And yet here I am trying to make pictures of it. So it's like a, you know, contradiction there. You know, when I see something beautiful, I want to draw. I don't know where that comes from, but I've always had that. And particularly I love, you know, trees and landforms and then the movement of the sea and things like that. And then there's a challenge to it because it's really hard with carving everything in reverse on wood blocks and the hard edge of the woodcut print to get the soft flowing shapes and movement of water and sky and clouds. And yet when you can do it, you at least say to yourself, wow, I did that. I managed to make it look like that with this medium, you know, and it's kind of fun.
Through the sharp gap of gorge below, from mountain's feet the gaze may go over a stretch of fields, broad sunned, then glance beyond across the beautiful bay to that dim ridge a score of miles away, lifting its clear-cut outline high, azure with distance on the azure sky. Edward Roland Sill.
In Tom Killian's studio on Inverness Ridge, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.